In 1970, Lolita, the orca, was taken from Puget Sound and put in a tank at the Miami Seaquarium, where she's been ever since. A judge has ruled against advocates who want Lolita freed. But last week, disturbing court documents about Lolita's living conditions were unsealed. The director of the Orca Network, Howard Garrett, has been fighting for Lolita's release for years. Even he was surprised by some of the new details, particularly that the dolphins Lolita is penned with abuse and assault her.
That's a big revelation. I didn't know that they were harassing her constantly and raking her and biting her. And
is that well known, that dolphins and orcas don't get along, or is this its own thing?
That is the only place. In the Seaquarium, they brag about that it's the only place that you will see dolphins and killer whales in the same tank. So I don't know that it happens anywhere else. But what I have seen in the wild up here off San Juan Island is occasionally some Pacific white-sided dolphins, the exact same species as those in Miami, have come in and harassed some of the southern residents. You can see it. They kind of dive bomb them and pick at them, and you can see the orcas trying to do some sort of evasive moves and try to kind of slap them away, but it's like crows harassing an eagle. And they just can't make them go away. So I've seen that in the wild, but I didn't know how it happened there in Miami.
A federal judge had already ruled in favor of the Miami Seaquarium keeping Lolita. Do you think the release of these court documents changes anything?
Yes, I do think that the release of that kind of information, these damning revelations, is going to weigh in on the appeal. Now it's general knowledge, and that sort of changes the whole atmosphere of the decision-making when the public understands this information.
What do you say when people in the public say Lolita belongs where she can be cared for and we can enjoy her and she's an inspiration and an education to us all?
Well, I think that is the argument that we've been hearing for decades, but these reports reveal that she is under constant stress. She is being medicated sporadically but repeatedly for all sorts of stresses, for ulcers, for low-level infections, for abrasions, for lesions, for attacks, rakes, and bites from the dolphins. She's not happy there, and she is not a good performer. She's very sluggish. She sometimes refuses. She does a lot of what they call precursors of aggression. All of that indicates severe stress. It's just a miracle that she's still alive.
Is there a way for us to enjoy orcas in captivity in a humane way?
I don't see any way to keep an orca in a concrete box like that and have it enjoyable. The public now knows that it constitutes animal abuse, that any orcas or dolphins in a concrete box like that cannot be thriving, cannot be doing well. You know, they barely survive. And I think that changes the whole atmosphere of going there. You know, it goes from being family fun and it's sold as conservation and education, and now people are seeing, but the animals are suffering. And that changes the whole atmosphere of seeing that.
SeaWorld has been moving away from marine shows, saying they're reflecting a change in public tastes. Is the free market taking care of this?
The free market is taking care of this, and that's due to an increasingly informed public. People are now aware of what's going on with the animals, what the captivity effects are on those animals, and so they're staying away in droves, and that is the free market at work, and I think that is what is going to change the business model.
Howard, will you live to see Lolita freed?
If you'd asked me 2 or 3 years ago, I'd have said, well, I can only hope, but as I see public opinion shifting so fast and so many people, professionals, from attorneys to publicists to all sorts of people who have real influence in the agencies and in the business world begin to understand and turn their opinions sooner or later, and I think it's going to be sooner than later, there's going to be a tipping point where they're going to say, okay, to preserve their own reputations, their own business images. They have got to begin to let those whales and dolphins have their freedom.
Howard Garrett, director of the Orca Network, telling you about court documents in which Lolita's dolphin roommates don't come off well.